Stories, facts, and content in truly incredible legendary tales can be triggering and weird for some, and is intended for mature audiences only. Viewer and listener discretion is super, seriously advised.
Proud entrepreneur in the tech field, John Abrams made his first million before age 30, helping the microloan finance sector with online development. Selling off his business and being set for life before the age of 40, John purchased a humble home in the quiet area of Goldfield, Arizona, where he intended to focus and finally write the sprawling fantasy adventure novel he'd been forming in his mind over the previous two decades. Without the distractions of a wife, kids, or family, and without friends in the new area to pressure him to be social, John felt optimistic as the movers brought in the final boxes of the day. Later that night, with his bed finally set up, John lay down for his first night's sleep. However, he was unable to shut his eyes for more than a few seconds before he would feel a crackle of sharp energy buzzing him. Something in the house was eerily off, and was leaving him with his senses so heightened that he was unable to fall asleep. After hours of agonizing, he tried watching TV in his living room, and was able to drift into an uneasy sleep upon the couch. Sleeping in until late afternoon the next day, John was able to pull himself off the couch like a sloth and felt incredibly drained. He still had much to unpack and put away, and while hanging up clothes in his bedroom closet, he felt a tremendous chill that left him shivering, even though there was no draft. John inspected the closet looking for an opening, a hole, a vent, anything that could be the source or reason of the biting cold, and yet it remained a mystery. After another night on the couch, John woke early and decided to try and investigate the bedroom, the closet, and to figure out the odd and eerie things happening in his new house. After all, there had to be a logical explanation, he figured. John installed a bright new heat light in the closet and was able to tone down the cold until it was relatively room temperature. That night, he was finally able to fall asleep in his bed and get a proper night's sleep. He felt relief that he would finally be able to start the heavy lifting of writing his book that weekend. The next day, to set a nice writing mood, John installed various simple lighting systems and panels in a few different rooms and tied the lighting to his phone. Instead of replacing the lights in the bedroom, John installed strips of multicolored LED lights and decided to keep them on while trying to fall asleep. At night, after less than a week of living in the house, John Abrams had figured out a few quirks of his new domicile, but was otherwise sleeping soundly. On the sixth night, however, he was awoken by the startling heavy thud, a noise in the closet. John got up slowly from his bed, feeling the heavy, draining effect on his limbs. He approached the closet and opened it, noting the light was not coming on when he flicked the switch. The cold quickly returned, but nothing appeared to be shaken or stirred by whatever the noise was. John was left only to assume it must have been some pipes or some kind of outdoor animal on the roof. With the LEDs on, John was still able to fall asleep, but woke in the middle of the night to find the cold had spread from the closet to the rest of his bedroom. John finished his sleep on the couch and woke feeling exhausted and with two large scratches on his forehead.
What the hell?
He couldn't explain the scratches other than thinking possibly the zipper on one of the couch pillows, and he quickly replaced the light bulb in the closet, fixing the cold spell. Heading into town to pick up a few spare bulbs and some other knickknacks just in case, John noticed that people seemed lost in their own little worlds and didn't seem up for conversation. So he grabbed his necessities and headed back to his house. Feeling even more isolated, John told himself this feeling and this situation would be good for his story and allow him to focus and pour his ideas out onto the page. Nighttime rolled around once more, and John laid awake, crackling with energy, watching the closet. The sounds in the background quieted and melted away, until a subtle piercing noise entered John's inner ear. It slowly increased with intensity, until John felt himself rumbling. Suddenly, a loud thud emanated from the closet. He heard the light bulb burst inside the closet. John sprung up and thrust open the closet door to find glowing embers that would quickly become a fire. However, he was quick enough to stamp them out before they caught a flame. Turning off the electrical breaker, John used a potato to remove the damaged bulb from its socket and then replaced it. He turned on the breaker, only to see sparking coming from part of the closet's wiring. Turning off the breaker once more, John inspected the wire and was shocked to see the wire had human bite marks on it.
What the hell?
Without the proper tools, John felt the cold of the closet creep in once again, and after an hour of trying to sleep on his bed, he retreated to the couch once more for a restless sleep. It wasn't yet 4 a.m. when John awoke to a gnawing feeling of dread and what sounded like whispering. He tried to echolocate the sound, but it felt like it was coming from within his own head and wasn't making sense. Finally, he heard something that made his spine seize. A voice not his own simply said, John cried out,
"What the hell?"
He was struck by the idea that he needed to leave his house, but talked himself out of it, convincing himself the lack of quality sleep was simply making him overdramatize things that clearly had a logical explanation. Knowing he had to relax, John decided a nice bath would be the medicine he needed. Running it extra hot, just like he liked, the steam of the bath rose and filled the mirrors of the bathroom. John decided to have a shave and was tasked with constantly removing steam from his cabinet mirror. Several strokes later, and John was nearly done, when he felt something grab a hold of his wrist and jerk his hand, accidentally slashing his left cheek with the razor. A drop of blood hit the sink, and John looked up at himself in the mirror, but when he went to wipe the steam, he saw his own face, and for an instant was horrified to see his own tortured face as if he had shaved all his skin off. Letting out a yelp, John blinked and wiped away more crude steam, only to see his face as normal, except for a small dollop of blood now cresting down his jaw and into the sink below. The bath began to draw over the tub and spill onto the floor when John snapped out of his terrifying moment and realized the liquid in the tub was nothing but cold water. The combined realization and the bitter, frosty cold of the bathwater led to John seizing up, covered in goosebumps and shattering his teeth, unable to form a word, let alone a sentence. John's instinct told him to leave the bathroom instantly, and he went to run, but slipped on the wet linoleum, taking a dive, and he accidentally smashed his head on the bathtub. Now John was repeatedly doused in fetid cold water. And amongst the splashing sounds of the bathwater now hitting his face, John struggled to remain conscious and find the tap to turn off the bath. His vision, blurry, and blood streaming from his cheek and the back of his head, John was able to get onto all fours and climb up the lip of the tub, ever slowly, clamping his hand finally around the tap, treating it like the tightest jar of pickles he'd ever encountered. The water eventually turned to a trickle, and John collapsed in a heap, in 3 inches of now bloody water. John tried to get up, but his strength had been sapped, and the water grew colder. He could see his own breath rising up, and where there'd once been steam on the mirror, now there was frost crystals forming. John was frozen in terror as he saw a grotesque, fleshless hand come out of the bathtub toward him, and felt powerless as it grabbed hold of him. The hand pulled him, attached to a wretched arm of black sinew and matted cloth. The top of the 3 inches of water had begun to freeze over, and as John was dragged further, his body broke the icy layer into shards. The hand pulled John up and over into the tub, and the last thing he was able to make out was bristled, slashed, and razored skin, and a skinless, frozen, demonic version of his own face, whose mouth opened to 3 times its normal size, and consumed John over several hours. The being then melted away into the drain of the bathtub, never to be seen again. Several months later, while investigating John's disappearance, it turned out that John Abrams had made a huge chunk of his money helping fund a trafficking ring where people, hoping to immigrate to start a new life, were instead tricked into being transported in special containers they thought would bring them to their new destination. Instead, these containers ended up freezing them alive, only to have their bodies and organs sold off to the highest bidders for nefarious purposes, including cannibalism. Some say that one of the last victims of John's evil enterprise was the daughter of a Mongolian medicine woman who placed a curse on all those responsible to experience that which they had inflicted on others. Some say that John's house was always haunted. Could these two mystical forces have come together to punish the misdeeds of one evil man? Some say it's still a mystery, while others know it remains a truly incredible legendary tale.